What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Live exclusive interview with State Senator Chris Rose, great friend of the show. Chris, before we get to this issue here about lowering our electric bills, one of my loyal listeners sent me a text saying, hey, good morning. So why doesn't West Virginia just lower the personal property tax to a flat $10 per item, and that way you won't have to change the Constitution? And nice show, he adds, nice show. He could have done a little better than nice, but still. So I think that's a legit question. What do you think, Chris?
So it's a great question, but the problem is the way the Constitution is written, we are not allowed to reduce it whatsoever. We don't have the constitutional authority as it's currently written to do that. I appreciate the question, though, but unfortunately, the way our Constitution is written, it prohibits us from reducing it whatsoever.
And the Constitution actually puts in a specific rate?
It's set the exact rate as our state's founding, and we can raise it, but we can't lower it. So that's one reason why we don't even want to touch it until we do this constitutional amendment, because there's nothing that, you know, if the legislature after us came in and raised it, if without this constitutional amendment, there's no way anybody else could come back in and lower it. It's very poorly written. And it's a boondoggle that's been there for, you know, over 150 years. It needs to be corrected.
All right. That was a great question. Really a great, great question. I think it's better than a nice show, but oh well. All right. Now we're almost out of time. You're a very, very busy guy. You're on Newsmax a lot. My God, do they love you on Newsmax. But tell us quickly here about ensuring reliable and affordable electricity in the Mountain State.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's been a lot of concerns raised in the Mountain State, you know, with monthly power bills and, you know, what goes into that. And we've learned through a lot of discovery that our coal plants aren't running and that, you know, a lot of electric utilities are feeling the pressure from the Obama and Biden administrations and maybe even some people who want what I like to call woke energy, which is unaffordable and unreliable wind and solar. And they're charging people a lot more money for that type of energy, even though it's not as reliable and it's not as readily available. So Senate Bill 505 would address those concerns and ensure that people pay for what they get. And it would change the compensation mechanism. So when you're in a regulated state, these power companies obviously are allowed to recuperate their cost plus 10% is the way that is set up. And most states, unfortunately, are regulated generation. Well, this is one way you would address that. There would be a funding formula that now all of a sudden is attached to that, to where it would be derated based on availability of generation. So if they're using a type of energy that's reliability is only like 12% availability, well, then instead of passing all that cost to the consumer, they can recoup less of their money, only 12% of the cost. Because if they're choosing to use something less reliable, they should be the ones to eat it, not the customer. It's not our fault they pick a certain type of energy that doesn't work. And, you know, if they run their coal plants 100% of the time or as close to that, and it's obviously a very affordable and reliable electricity, then they can recoup more of their costs. So it modifies their behavior to actually wanting to be performance-based and merit-based instead of a guaranteed rate of return.
How soon can we get this thing passed?
We're looking at putting it on the agenda next week in the Energy Committee. And it's double refer, so it goes to the Energy first, and then it'll go to the GovOrg. And we're hoping it'll be passed this session. I mean, it's very important to get that one done because a lot of people are relying on us. You know, Mama, you know, as Senator Phillips would say, you know, Mama can't wait for us to do something. We have to do something. She can't afford this. She's choosing between paying her power bill and buying her meds. So we got to do this for Mama.
That is great. It really is. State Senator Chris Rose, I know you're always pressed for time. You're always on Newsmax. And of course, more importantly, on with me. But you also have other duties like doing your job. So I appreciate all the time that you have given us. I always give my guest the last word, say pretty much anything that he wants. Also let people know how to get in touch with you. So I'm going to hand you my microphone. State Senator Chris Rose, a great friend of the show, fourth generation miner, a real Trump guy. My microphone is yours.
Thank you, Dimitri, and thank you to your listeners for always, you know, having me on. I just want to assure you guys, we're going to have some big conservative wins on the way. We are going to create a business environment here that allows West Virginia coal, oil, and gas to thrive, create thousands of great paying jobs for fellow Mountaineers, and keep our young ones here at home. Let's keep our sons and daughters here. That way, West Virginia can be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. And to echo President Trump and Governor Morsi, coal is back. We are a energy state. This is a coal and gas state, and it is time that we start thinking that way again and unleashing the energy underneath our feet so that you can achieve your American dream right here at home and almost have in West Virginia.
West Virginia is an energy superpower. People need to start talking in those terms. West Virginia is an energy superpower, and thank God for people like you. Now, State Senator Chris Rose, if people want more information, they want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can go to ChrisRoseWV.com or on Facebook and X at ChrisRoseWV.
All right. Make sure Morrissey starts saying it the way Dimitri does, which is West Virginia is an energy superpower. I think that'll work a lot better, okay?
Yes, sir. I'll make sure he knows. I appreciate it.
You do. Chris Rose, thanks so much. You keep up the great work, sir. Really well done. Very well done. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you, sir.
State Senator Chris Rose, keep an eye on this guy. This guy is going places. He really is. West Virginia, an energy superpower. That really is, I mean, between coal and gas, I mean, good Lord. I mean, it's just, that's what it should be. All right, great guy. Just absolutely, absolutely great guy. All right, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. So we got that here. We have special guests, two special guests later on this morning. Julie Larish, Belmont Hoof and Paw, is going to be joining us. Also, there's going to be a comic coming into town to help Belmont County Hoof and Paw. The comic, his name is Clay Foley, and he is going to be here in the Valley Saturday at Route 40 Lumberjacks and going to be raising money for Belmont County Hoof and Paw. So we're going to have both people live on the air. Julie here in studio. Clay Foley on the phone. That'll be after the 8 o'clock news. Should be a lot of fun. No question about that. So let me get to this next thing here because this is so important. What do I do first? Steel. Let me tell you about steel, and then let me tell you about what I discovered. Now, where the hell did I put this? Hold on a second. This is important. There's that. Oh, hold on. Almost there. All right. Here we go. All right, fine. First, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport next to Herb Electric. They've got a new client of mine. I'm very proud. I am honored to do personal endorsements for them. I met the owner. But the employees are really nice. The owner, you got to deal with this guy. Oh my God, don't get me started with Tom. But the people there, and Zach and Ross and Gage and Haley and Alex and the rest, they're actually wonderful at Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. And they've got this incredible sale going on right next to Herb Electric in Bridgeport. They've got this incredible sale going on. The spring sale includes steel products. Steel, as in the name of the great German company that produces these top quality pieces that can be used for your lawn. Steel is STIHL, and they're orange, and they're really, 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 really good. And the sales that they have at Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport next to Herb Electric is amazing. It really is. Battery trimmer, the price is only $230, and they will include a free battery at no extra charge. The value of that battery is $140. They're giving you a $140 battery. That's part of the spring steel sale. Also, a steel gas trimmer for $230. It's $30 off, so now it's only $200. And there's another steel gas trimmer, regular price $360. Sale price $329. You save another $30. And the self-propelled battery lawnmower. These things are actually very impressive. They have a long battery life, very quiet, no gas smell. It's really, they've come a long way. Let me tell you, Steel, STIHL, the price is $800, and they'll give you a $300 battery. They will give it to you. They'll say, here's a $300 battery. Thank you for coming to Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, and enjoy. All of that going on. make sure when you go there, you say, hey, Dimitri sent me. I want all the great steel items. I want all the great steel discounts. I want all the great steel free batteries and all that. Steel, STIHL, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. And that's in Bridgeport next to Herb Electric. So make sure you go there. Make sure you say my name, Zach. I hope Zach's feeling better. He was sick, but hopefully he's doing better. Ross is still in. He can handle everything. All right, so now, next, I'm reading this editorial yesterday that was in the Intel. And the editorial, amazingly, agreed with just about everything I had to say regarding the vagrants, the what they call the homeless, the junkies, the winos, the derelicts, and all of that. It pretty much agreed with everything that I've been saying for the past few years, so that was good. But there was one thing that jumped out. There was one thing that jumped out in this editorial. And I guess they were referring to a story that they had written as well regarding this. And it involved Wheeling City Councilman Ben Seidler. Ben Seidler had lots of really, really interesting things to say about this homeless encampment, which is it's a pigsty. In fact, pigsties are cleaner than this. I mean, it's beyond horrible and never changes. Again, you're dealing with vagrants. This is how they live their lives. This is who they are. All right, so Seidler, in this editorial, was quoted a couple different times. Here's one of the first quotes. We started this homeless camp as an exempt property, as a place we could use as a triage for homeless individuals while they find the services that they need, Seidler said. The intent was that the nonprofit agencies in the city that help our homeless individuals would be able to go to one of a central location and really give them resources and help them through the process of getting them on the right track and in their cycle of homelessness. All fine. No, I have no problem with any of this. And of course, the homeless advocates did not step up. They don't want to do anything to certainly end homelessness, because then they're out of work. I mean, let's face it. But it was the next quote in this editorial that jumped out. Oh, Seidler also said that noted taxpayers have spent close to $100,000 over the past year just to clean up the camp, that the city has been forced to take the lead in managing the site. $100,000 a year to clean up after these filthy, 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 filthy people. All right. But it was this next quote jumped out at me. Seidler speaking again. This is in the newspaper, in the editorial. This place is rife for drugs, abuse, human trafficking, the list goes on. I'm not sure exactly what's going on or why these nonprofits aren't stepping up and taking care of business. I don't want to have a whole lot of length left in my buffer for this camp, yada, 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 yada. The key here is Wheeling City Councilman Ben Seidler quoted in the editorial of the Wheeling Intelligencer, this place is rife for drugs, abuse, human trafficking. I read that, I went, what? The city of Wheeling, which is overseeing this encampment of these vagrants, is allowing human trafficking to go on in the city, with the homeless, in a camp that is supposedly overseen and run by the city? Human trafficking? We talking about little girls? We talking about essentially enslaved illegals? Are we talking about prostitutes? Human trafficking? Again, this is not my accusation. I read the editorial in the Intel. This is a direct quote from Ben Seidler. Human trafficking going on in Wheeling? At the homeless encampment that's being overseen by the city of Wheeling? And I was losing my mind yesterday. Where are the police? Where's the mayor? Where's this? I mean, I'm losing my mind over this. So I reached out to the city. I reached out to the Wheeling Police Department, and I asked them point blank about this, and I have the answer.